Glory to Jesus Christ. Many years ago, I read in one novel a poem, and there were words or verses that, well, if I make good, I'm not sure if I'm making good translation, but it was like, you were born from a sun's dust. I said, oh, this is nice, you know, it's nice comparison. But then I recall this poem when I was listening to a lecture from physics, and they were explaining there how elements of this material world were created, how they came to life. And did you know that if you want to get iron, you need at least two generations of stars to start to burn, to explode from this dazzle star. Here another star has to be created, and in this process of burning and exploding, then in these conditions, physical conditions there which are inside of this star, iron appears, you know. You can get iron. And if you want to get all elements of this material world, you need at least three generations of stars to get some of these reactions inside, in the core of these stars, to be created. And it is true that we are our bodies, these material things, these elements of bodies, everything is dust of stars who died, which died. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing that everything we see around came from this process from the stars. And how God created this huge universe just to give us this gift of our bodies. Each element was born inside of Christ. How he oversees this whole this process, how he created everything because he wanted to give us life. And now we are talking only about these material things. What about these spiritual things? Without soul, without this spiritual principle, which is breath of God, which gives us life. It's how huge gift it is for us. And if we think about this, so then the result is of this meditation is that nothing what we are, nothing what we are as a body, nothing what we are in silent spiritual level, nothing around us came out from our will. Everything was created by God. Everything. And everything is gift from God to us. Because he did it. Because he loves us. He started to love us before stars were born. We were in his mind before universe arrived. He knew us and he wanted to give us life. And everything, everything what is around us, everything what we are, is gift. How many times we forget this and we say, I can do this, I can do this, I can arrange my life as a, because it's my life. It's my right to do with my body whatever I want. It's my right to do whatever I want. What did you create in a human being? Are you able to sit in the empty table and to create from nothing, iron, copper and other things? You are not able. We are not able to create anything. We are just using these gifts given by God for us and for our life. And this is what we are supposed to realize. And this parable about talents reminds us that everything was given to us. Those servants there, they had nothing. They had nothing, but they were given so much. Even that the last one who got just one talent, it was some huge wealth there that, if I remember well, there will be like several generations could live from that and to have covered their life expenses for several hundred years at that value at the time. They got huge gifts. They were supposed to use it. And this is what God reminds us. You got everything. You got a lot of gifts. Not only these four material things, but spiritual things. Everything is a gift in our life. And what is correct answer when we realize that? This correct answer we can find in each divine liturgy. And I will read for you this answer, what we are supposed to do. After consecration, priest says, offering you your own from your own, always and everywhere. It is here in the divine liturgy we realize that everything is gift, and we give thanks for the liturgy, giving thanks to God for all these gifts. And after consecration we take everything and we offer back to God your own from your own, always and everywhere. Everything what we have, whole of life, which is given to us, is God's gift. We offer back to God. This is the only thing what we can do. We cannot offer anything to God except this our love we are able to bring to Him. And through this our love we offer ourselves and everything what we have, everything what surrounds us, we offer it back to God. And this is our life. This is our reaction how we live. This is our reaction to God's love, to His gifts He gave us. This is something what is center of our Christian life. We realize that we are a gift, that we are just gift given to us, all our faculties, material and spiritual. Everything on us is gift. And we take everything and ourselves, and it returns back to God. If we do this, we are doing something that is wonderful, and we are called to do this. And the objection can be said, you know, for those who didn't come so close to this understanding, they say, well, So I have nothing to do, I have no right to do what I want, to own something, you know, I cannot enjoy life. And well, this is good question, and we ask this question, but we have to realize that in parable we could hear what God does if we return His gifts back to Him. This who had his talents, and he multiplied the talents, and he brought it back to that Lord, he got it back. And this is what in spiritual life, in our relationship with God, we offer his own to him, everything around us, ourselves, we offer him as a gift back. And he takes this offering, multiplies this offering, and returns it back to us. May we are able to multiply this and offer this gift back to him, and he multiplies and he returns back to us. If we are doing that, we are starting like chain reaction. And it is not stopping. Look, today was canonization of Mother Teresa in Rome. This nun, when she started, she had nothing, and she had nothing all her life. But what she was doing that what she had, only her life. And probably one cloth, she offered her life for God and to God as a gift through work she started. What God did, multiply this gift, he turned back to her and she took it, this grace, and offered it back. Who are able to count benefits she gave to this world through this offering herself to God? And this is how it should work. This is what we are as a Christian should bring to this world, this non-stop offering to God, our lives, everything what we have. And maybe, and then we are going to get more and inspire. But there's a judgment in this gospel too, about that one who didn't do anything, didn't return back anything more, didn't start this offering. And his judgment is horrible. And it's a reminder for us that God takes it seriously. He calls us to love, and love it means to offer him back his gifts. If we don't do this, then, well, there'll be judgment of us. This what God was the Lord is saying to us. And this is the reason why we have to really somehow to think deeper about that and to form differently our hearts every day and try to give ourselves to God as a gift. Because if we don't do this, then we start to have strange ideas about God, strange ideas about church, strange ideas about religious life. I'll bring you two things. You know, I was reading, and I still read one discussion forum about Christian Orthodox discussion forum, because you can find a lot of thoughts there. And especially what I like is there is one discussion about parish life. And they were like bringing down ideas what we are supposed to do in parishes to get new people, and et cetera, et cetera. And you can get a lot of inspiration there. I was reading those things. There were plenty. And there was one comment recently, huge one, and the man, I got name, he was man, he answered to previous comments. And he gave his thoughts on these comments. And it was interesting, and it was refreshing a little bit. So I chose two comments, and his answer on these two comments. So one comment was done in good, with good intention. This comment said, parishes should be place where everybody can find help. And we should create parishes to be so welcoming that everybody who comes in should feel that all his needs or her needs are fulfilled here. Nothing wrong with that, you know. Nothing wrong with that. But this man, he answered, you know, I am not going to the church to be served. I am going to church to serve. I am not going to church to take. I am going to church to give. And he said, if we change our church so for some kind of brand of first aid when people can come and to take what the other gather, so we are out of spirit of gospel. We are coming to church to give our lives to God. And he was right. He was right. We come here to give ourselves to God. We don't come here to entertain other people. We come to bring sacrifice here, to offer to God. And yes, when we do this, this our love touches other people. But if we miss this main point, they're coming to give myself to God. If we miss that, so we will be just one part of charity, which are many and provided by even not Christians. If we miss this point, we stop to be Christians. The second comment was that we should follow example of our brother Protestants. They give 10% of everything to the church. And the man in his huge answered, no. He said, they are stuck in the Old Testament. We are living in New Testament. We don't give 10%. We give everything. We give everything because everything is gift. Like Christ brought ultimate sacrifice, his own life. He gave his life. He gave everything for us. So we give an offer to God everything what we have. And you know, maybe I was not a good interpreter of his words, but it was so refreshing for me. Because sometimes we really live in some kind of limits. Here and here, this is church, the religious life, and this is my life. I do what I want. Like, and we are missing the point of faith, point of our relation with God. We are missing this point that we are supposed to offer ourselves as a gift to God. Everything is from God and should be returned back to God. And it was good for me to read that because it was refreshing for me. Because our ego, our corrupted mind pushes us always or try to create this mountainous for God in our life. And we have to make our heart much wider, our love much wider. Our response to God might be wider because this is how we can start this miracle of multiplying gifts which God gives us, we return him back, and he returns back to us. So I would like to ask you, because I was touched by these things, you know, during this week, and I would like to ask you, pay attention when we come during liturgy to this. Offer you your own from your own. And let's try to make this